Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Bob Oakes. Franz Schubert's Winterreise is a masterful 19th century song cycle about heartbreak and longing. It's also the subject of a very 21st century Obie-winning theater piece, Three Pianos, now at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge. WBUR's critic at large, Ed Siegel, joins us this morning to talk about that and the other theater offerings. Ed, first start by telling us the story behind Three Pianos.
Well, one lonely Valentine's Day, these three dateless guys got together, and they started playing Schubert songs to each other. And I guess one of them turned to the others and said, hey, kids, let's put on a show.
A show consisting of what?
Some very clever riffing on Winterreise, which we just heard. They affect a Schubertiad, which is a party of Schubert's friends, where the wine flows, the singing is off-key, and a good time is had by all, despite the depressed personalities and the gloomy songs. By the way, the audience gets to drink here, too. the cast members give you a glass of wine as you enter, and which gets refilled as the action shifts between Schubert's time and ours. We're going to hear those three performers, Rick Burkhardt, Alec Duffy, and Dave Malloy. They're performing while Burkhardt explains the intentions behind the show.
The show takes place in a sort of a fantastical landscape. On the one hand, it seems to be the apartment of the three friends who are getting together to play some of Schubert's music. At other times, that space becomes Schubert's apartment.
What was your take on the show?
I think it's a lot of fun. I definitely recommend it. My reservations are that I think that all that irreverence kind of shortchanges the emotion behind the music, and one might argue that's what the music's all about. Malloy also tries to make a virtue of the less-than-operatic singing, but I don't buy it. I think the amateurishness doesn't quite work.
And the wine doesn't help?
The wine does help.
All right. Also in town right now, a more traditional musical, La Cage aux Folles, playing at the Schubert Theater. No relation to the composer, right, Ed?
As far as we know, right.
Set mostly in a French drag club, it stars, of all people, George Hamilton. We've seen him on TV doing these commercials for the show.
George, you know, has been kind of a gay icon for a long time, and here he's the straighter of the two gay partners. It's a lot of fun to watch him for about 5 minutes, and then you realize he needs some oil in those joints. But I'm going to give him a pass, Bob, because the show is so good. Everybody else is terrific. I think it's the best touring show in Boston for the past year or so. We're going to hear a bit from Jerry Herman's great score. It's Christopher Sieber's show-stopping anthem, I Am What I Am, at the end of the first act.
I think it's pretty, and so what? If I love each feather and each spangle, why not?
Bob, this musical's all about standing up for who you are. I thought it was really terrific. I loved it.
So a recommend from Ed Siegel on this.
Absolutely, yep.
All right, let's talk about a non-musical to be sure of interest to Bostonians, as it's the Friends of Eddie Coyle playing at the ART's Second Space, Oberon in Harvard Square. It's a staging of the George V. Higgins crime novel, subsequently made into a film with Robert Mitchum. Tell us about this one.
Well, Bill Doncaster, the writer, had a different vision. Eddie was more of a loser than Mitchum played him to be, and Paolo Branco does a fine job of realizing that vision. We're going to hear him laying down the law to Jackie Brown, a fellow criminal.
I'm getting old. I spent my whole life sitting around in one crummy joint after another with a bunch of punks just like you, watching other people take off for Florida while I gotta sweat how the hell I'm gonna pay the plumber next week. I've done time, I've stood up, but I'm not taking any more chances.
Unfortunately, not all the acting is as good as Bronco's. In general, they're about as good as their accents, and in some cases, that's not very good at all.
And what about as a whole?
As a whole, I think that they do a very nice job of translating Higgins to the stage, and they make terrific use of the Oberon space. So, friends of the friends of Eddie Coyle, you all take note.
Well, Ed, I'm not sure how many friends of Ed Siegel there'll be after that review, but thanks for coming in, and watch out on your way home.
Bob, they still love me in Dorchester.
The best of times is now.
Here's a little more music from La Cage aux Folles, which runs through Sunday at the Schubert Theater. Three Pianos is at the ART main stage through January 8th, and the Friends of Eddie Coyle is at Oberon in Harvard Square through January 15th. Ed Siegel is critic at large, reviewing theater and the arts for WBUR.